Imagine having the life of your dreams. Not temporary cash and glory, but happiness and inner peace. Explore new ways to be a creator and take your own journey into greatness. Is it possible? What does it take to make that happen? It takes the person known for extreme results. He's called the Cage Breaker and the Ultimate Catalyst. Coming back from the brink of death and now crushing it for himself and his clients, this is Your Ultimate Life Podcast with Kellen Flukiger.
Today's episode is going to be fun. You know, I've missed a few days here as we have made this move. Now, back in episode 203, I talked about moving, and I called it New Beginnings. And as we've gone through the process, that was about 3 weeks ago, I guess, that I made that episode. And now here we are 3 weeks later, and I've missed a week of daily episodes, although I'm going to release these, you know, with the same numbers moving forward. Anyway, it doesn't matter. A year from now, nobody will know I missed a week, except for I told you right now. But this episode today and then two more are going to be about moving, because I've learned some interesting things. And the things I've learned about moving in this process are really surprising, and they apply to a lot of stuff. So what do you think, when you think of moving, besides, oh no, I got to move, what else do you think? Well, you might actually think, yippee, I get to move, new place, and I'm going to go be somewhere else. Well, we thought all of those things. One of the funny things was in the year or so before this happened, Joy and I had talked about eventually moving. I mean, we hadn't planned on staying in Edmonton forever, although we've been in this house now five and a half years. And during the last couple of years, we said, you know, eventually we'll go somewhere. And we were up here to help with Joy's mom and stuff like that. So that was fine. But we knew that would come to an end eventually in you know, year two, three, whatever. She's 89 and it'll last however long it lasts. But as we talked about moving, one thing I said is I'm never going to move myself. I'm not going to do it. Because when we moved up here from Phoenix, we did a ton of work. Like for a month ahead of time, we packed boxes and got rid of stuff and on and on and on and on. And anyway, we ended up doing probably 75% of it ourselves. We did hire a couple of guys for half a day to fill up a U-Haul and move some heavy furniture. We did hire a crew to move the gigantic piano, which out of the basement, I'll never do that again, put the piano in the basement. That was a heroic effort. I've never seen anything like three great big Russian guys heaving that piano up a sled up the stairs. And it weighed, you know, 450 kilos after it was completely taken apart and the lid off and everything that could be taken out. Still 450 kilos, 900 and something pounds. So a staggering amount of weight and, you know, one, two, three heave. It was impressive. It was a show to watch. So here's the thing I want to think about. As I think about moving, as I thought about, watched us get ready and every day. So here's the thing. We set a goal. We went and told our landlady, who happened to live next door, that we were going to move. And we hadn't even really decided if we were going to be out by the end of October or we were going to, you know, take a couple of weeks in November and be out by mid-November. But it was clear that she wanted to move in. So what we didn't know is she wanted to move in herself to her own house next door and then rent out the one she was in. So that's fine. We'd been there, like I said, 5.5 years. We rented it in May or end of April or beginning of May of 2015. And so 5.5 years later, we're leaving and we'd been, you know, on very, very good terms with them and had a great experience with the house. So here's what we did. We went over to tell her and we did. And she then immediately, so when are you going to be gone? Are you going to be gone by the first? So what we didn't realize is she was hot to trot. So that then made us have to make a decision, set a deadline. So this is one of the reasons this whole experience was really important. The reason we decided to move now at all was because Joy's mom had fallen down a month or two ago and broken her hip. And that happens when you're 85, 89, 90, whatever, 95. That age, you start to do those, and bones are brittle and so forth. Fortunately, she did not need surgery, which a couple of doctors said she did need surgery to put some pins in, and then ultimately she didn't. And of course, we're in the middle still, and maybe the middle forever, I don't know, of this coronavirus pandemic. And so not having to have surgery was an enormous relief for her and for us. They wouldn't let her out of the hospital unless she had a place to go, and she couldn't go back to living alone. And she's fiercely independent and wanted to live alone. I'm going to live alone. I'm going to take care of myself. And the answer is no, you're not. You can't. They're not even going to let you out of here unless you have somewhere to go and you come with us. All right, for a couple of days. And it became obvious very quickly that she needed to stay with us, and at least for several months until she's fully recovered, and maybe permanently. We certainly would prefer that, because where she was on her own in a little condo about 3 or 4 blocks from where we lived, and we picked this house so we'd be 3 or 4 blocks away. So that's why we rented it to start with. We had no intention of buying real estate here in Edmonton because we didn't intend to stay here long term. And for us, 5 years isn't long term. And if it's another 5 years, it's still not. So anyway, we'd rented that house just because it was providentially available right close to her place. And that was beautiful. And now she was going to stay with us. And after it became apparent right quick that she was going to be there for at least several months and hopefully permanently, we thought this doesn't work. There was a nice bedroom that she had, but the bathroom was down the hall and it wasn't very conducive to her privacy and, you know, that sort of thing. We wanted to make her feel at home. So we started looking around in the for rent thing to see what else was available in Edmonton. And this time we weren't constrained by being right by her house because she was going to be with us. So we looked around and found 2 or 3 places. And ultimately the genesis, the reason we decided to move, was for her. So this move was not driven by something that we were doing for us. Where we were was working quite fine for business and for everything we were doing, but we needed more room so that she had some privacy and a bit of place to herself and all that sort of stuff. And so we also knew that we will enjoy a larger place. We had a much, much larger house in Phoenix, and we had lived in this smaller house for a while, which was fine. Anyway, so the bottom line is we decided to create this new beginning and to get going on this move. And then the reality hits, like it always does, right? A big project looks good from a distance, and then when you get in, whoa, the reality slams you in the face. So after we talked to our neighbor, who was our landlady, we realized that we had now 2 weeks, because it was Joy's birthday, which was October 14th, that we told her, all right, we're out by the end of the month. And even though we had gotten rid of hundreds and hundreds, literally 450 boxes of stuff when we moved from Phoenix up here, we had way too much stuff still, and we never fully unpacked because the house was too small. So we had things still in boxes and pictures still in wrappings and stuff that had been laying against walls in different places, downstairs in storage for 5 years since we'd been there. So then we're tasked with the idea of figuring it out. Now, the reason I'm telling you isn't because you care so much about my moving, because you probably don't. But I want you to think about the situation that you're in right now with coronavirus, with your work. Maybe it's expanded. Maybe it's gotten busier. Maybe it's gotten better. Or for many people, it's gotten worse. It's gotten more difficult. It certainly was a surprise. In some sense, for everybody. No one expected that to happen or happen right now, even though everybody knew it was a possibility. It's funny because Joy and I had just seen, I don't know, a couple, 3 months before, a movie on the airplane on the way home about Contagion or some other virus movie, and it played out just about like this, except the mortality rate for coronavirus, blissfully and gratefully, is a lot lower. But anyway, it was the same public reaction and the same thing we've seen now. And so it was eerily prescient about how that looked. So we had 2 weeks to figure out what to do. And this is for you now to think about your ultimate life, because ultimately your ultimate life is going to be covered with challenges, difficulties, mountains, pandemics, illnesses, successes, failures, leaps forward, setbacks, and on and on and on. And the question is, what are you going to do to figure it out? What are you going to do to create your ultimate life? Now, remember, your ultimate life is your own personal life, where you get up every day and your life is full of purpose, prosperity, which includes all forms of prosperity and joy. Purpose, prosperity, and joy, and that you create by serving others with your divine gifts. Now, you might think that's a pipe dream. You can't have that kind of a life of purpose, prosperity, and joy, serving others with your divine gifts. I'm here to tell you that you can. You listening right now, you look in the mirror, you can have that. You're a divine being, you have divine gifts, and if you want to do the work to figure out how to use your life experience, your talents, some people call it your story, some people call it your experience, some people call it your unique genius. Gay Hendricks in his book, The Big Leap, called it, you know, your zone of genius. If you want to take the trouble to develop and figure that out, yes, you can have a life of purpose, prosperity, and joy, which includes all the prosperity, cash, and freedom that you want serving others with your divine gifts. So yes, you can have that. The only question always is, are you willing to do the work to get it? So that goes back to moving. We made this grand pronouncement, we're going to move. Now we have to do the work to do it. So the first thing we had to do is find a place. And we had been looking over the past few days as we realized this was going to happen for some places. And it was funny because each place we thought, oh, this looks good. It's bigger and it's nice and this and that. We would call them in the day before it was rented. That's funny because the rental market has not been going particularly well. Nobody wants to move and so forth. And suddenly, somehow in the fall, right before the onslaught of winter, there was a spate of moving going on, apparently. And now I know that it was providential. And this is another piece that's so important. I said a minute ago, if you want to do the work to develop your divine gifts, you can have that life of purpose, prosperity, and joy. What I know also from my own experience, and this was another one, if you choose to live that, serving others with your divine gift, to live that kind of life, then God, the divine, who gave you those gifts, will help you. So the first two houses we looked at, one was rented out, right, literally the day before. Another one was rented out the day before. The third one we looked at, and it didn't look anywhere near in person like it did online. And we thought, okay, we don't want this one. And so that was the one we rejected. Then we came to this other one, which we had real trouble getting a hold of the landlord. And it was like, they weren't really in a hurry to rent it. And finally, we got an answer back to the email. And it turns out that they were going to be at the house anyway because someone else wanted to see it. I thought, great, here's another one. We walked in and we knew immediately this is the place. This is perfect. We've been saved. This has been saved for us, except those other people got there first. And it was the middle of the month, October. I think it was 2 days before we told our landlady that we were officially going to. And we said, well, okay, how do we get to be first? Like, she said, well, they like it too. And I said, that's great. How do we get to be first? And she said, well, just give me some minute and we'll check your credit and references or whatever, and then we'll get back to you. And I said, because we'll pay you this half month's rent. And that means we're double paying, but that's okay. We'll pay you this half month's rent. We'll rent it right now, mid-October, and then sign a year lease. And so blessing, and this is the blessing, the divine blessing when you're trying to do those things that are good and right with your gifts and talents. She called us at night and said, we got it. So we gave her all the checks for a year and gave her the half month's extra rent and signed the lease. And all of those things went on in a very, very short space of time, told our landlady. And then we're faced with the grim reality. And I say grim because it felt grim when you get started. So it was exciting that we found a place. It was exciting that we'd been blessed with exactly what we needed. It was an enormous house. It's so big you need a map. And that's fantastic because now all over the basement I can spread out the different studios that I have, the video studio, the recording studio, this studio I use for video editing. I've got three workstations. And there's a gigantic room besides that down here that Joy's using as a craft room and so forth, and that's just a basement. So sometime I'll give you a more fulsome description. But what mattered is we did it, and now we're faced with the reality of 15 days to create something that two of us, and you know, I'm almost 65, Joy's 60, and we're going to move an enormous amount of stuff across town to a new place, and we have 14 days. And we're not only doing that because we still got life and doctor's appointments for mom, and I got clients to coach, and on and on and on. So that was our challenge right here. My point in as I finish this podcast is blessings will come, opportunities will come if you're committed to using your divine gifts for the service of others. The work that you have to do to get there is daunting, and we were daunted. And Joy was more optimistic than I was on most days, but we knew it is time. We need to make this happen. And so as best we could, starting every single day, we set goals for the number of boxes and all that stuff, and we got underway. I'll finish this or move it on forward in the next episode and relate it more fully to your ultimate life. Open your heart
and this time around. Thank you for listening to today's episode. We hope that you take it deeply into your heart and decide for yourself how you can create anything you desire. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to this podcast and share it with your friends. As always, we'd love to hear your feedback and topic suggestions. Until tomorrow, this is Your Ultimate Life with host Kellen Flukiger. Stand with your heart in the sky and your feet on the